Sister and friends, let's turn to the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你们好，我们现在翻到圣经，翻开圣经。
New Testament, Gospel according to John.
新约圣经的约翰福音。
We will read this chapter 8, verse 1 through 12.
我们读新约约翰福音第八章第一到第十二节。
But Jesus went to the Mount Olives. Early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。清早又回到殿里去，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。
And the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the center of the court, they said to him, Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery in the very act.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说。夫子，这妇人是正行淫时被拿的。
Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?
摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么样呢？
They were saying this, testing him, so that they might have ground for accusing him.But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground.
他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, He who is without sin among you,Let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
When they heard it, they began to go out one by one.Beginning with the older ones, and he was left alone, and the woman where she was in the center of the court.
他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人，仍然站在当中。
Verse 10, Straighten up, Lord Jesus said to her, Woman, where are they?Did no one condemn you?
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？
She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more.
他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Verse 12, Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have a light of life.
十二节，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, may you open eyes of our heart so that we may see the Lord high and lifted up.
父啊，求你开我们里面的眼睛，让我们得见那被高举的主。
Sitting on the throne.
看他坐在宝座之上。
In our heart.
在我们的心里。
May you open our eyes so that we can see the Lord.In this great salvation you've done for us.
求你开我们的眼睛，让我们看见主为我们成就的救赎。
May we hear his voice speaking to us today.
愿我们今天都能听见他向我们说话。
We may respond with accepting and and thanksgiving and worship.
愿我们的心都以赞美来回应。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告是奉基督耶稣最圣洁宝贵的名。Amen. Amen.
So I'd like to start with this, this passage with four sessions.
今天的分享，我从四个方面来与大家分享。
I'd like to first share the session one is about the comparison between the religion and the Lord Himself. The religion is represented by the temple here, we just read.
第一个我想来分享两一个比较，就是宗教所代表这个一个是宗教，一个是
主自己，
一个是主自己。
And the Lord Himself. This is first session. Second session will be the two kinds of darkness.
第二个我想分享的两种黑暗。
And third session will be the two kinds of sins.
第三个我要分享的是两种罪恶。
And fourthly, I'd like to share two kinds of grace.
最后一点我要分享的是两种恩典。
So let's look at the first session. That is the comparison between the religion and the Lord.
我们来看第一点，就是宗教与主他自己。
We often tell our friends that what we're sharing, what we're preaching is not about religion. It is about relationship with the Lord, with God.
我们经常与我们的朋友分享说，我们向他们所传的并不是一个宗教，而是我们与主之间的关系。
You can believe in Christianity as your religion.
你可以信基，把基督教当作一个宗教来相信。
But that's not the Bible tells us.
但那不是圣经所教导我们的。
The temple represents the religion.
这个地方的temple,
殿呢？
殿代表着宗教。
你是中文圣经吗？So the temple represents the religion, and religion at the time was corrupt.
这里的殿代表的宗教，而宗教在那个时候是非常败坏的。
And all religion actually will become corrupt as time go by.
实际上，随着时间的推移，所有的宗教都会变为败坏。
And human beings.Turn the truth and try to make the truth their slave, their work for them.
人追求真理，但是同样，与此同时，人又愿意真理来为他们自己服务。
Instead of working for the truth,
而不是人为着真理而服务。
So you can be believe in the Christianity as a religion.
所以你可以把基督教当作一个宗教来相信。
You can believe in Buddhism as your religion.
你可以把佛教当作一个宗教来相信。
Or you can believe in Muslim.
你可以把伊斯兰教当作一个宗教来相信。
That's right, Islam. The Muslim is the people, name of the race. Islam, right? As a religion, they are the same. All in the eyes of God.All religion, all corrupt.
在神的眼里，所有的宗教都一样。在神的眼里，所有的宗教都是破败的。
And here we can see when people come to the temple, they didn't come to burn the incense.
在这里我们看到，百姓来到殿中，他没有在殿中烧香。
Instead, they come to the Lord Jesus, where Lord Jesus is.
而是他们到了耶稣那里。
So, Lord Jesus is to come down to earth to show us what kind of God the true God is.
所以耶稣他道成肉身来到世间，是为了要向人显明圣经上说的这一位唯一的真神是一位怎样的神。
And what he has done for us so that we can believe in him and trust him.
他要向人显明这一位神为人做了什么，所以我们能够来相信他。
So through believing we can establish this living relationship with God.
所以通过我们的相信，我们可以与这一位活神建立起一种关系。
So temples sometimes called house of God.
所以殿有的时候称为神的家。
A family.
是一个家庭。
God's family.
是神的家。
So God likes to establish this relationship.
所以神他是愿意与人来建立这样一种关系。
Lord Jesus came not to establish a religion.
耶稣来到这地并不是为了建立一个宗教。
Bible says the religion kills.
圣经上说宗教是杀人的。
Only spirit give life.
唯有灵是给人生命。
And God is spirit.
神就是灵。
We should worship the Lord in the spirit and the truth.
我们当在心灵与诚实当中来敬拜神。
So the Lord came to die for usAnd to pay the price for us so that we don't have to die and we can come to God, have this relationship and enjoy this relationship with God.
所以神派他的儿子来到这个地上为我们死，所以我们能够与这一位唯一的真神建立关系。
And Lord Jesus even didn't want to spend night in Jerusalem.
而且在这里看到耶稣他都他都不要在这个耶路撒冷过一夜。
Because at that time, the religion became so corrupt, the priests, high priests, were not descendants of Aaron.
因为那个时候的宗教是那样子的败坏，那些祭司甚至都不是亚伦的后裔。
God established a priest, high priest, to bring people to God and bring God to man.
神建立这样一种大祭司的制度是为了让大祭司能够将人带给神，神也能够来到人的中间。
God established very strict regulation about being priest.
神定立了何样的人能为大祭司有一个非常严格的标准。
They had to beThe descendants of one of the tribes, the family of Aaron.
这些大祭司必须是十二支派当中的一个支派亚伦的后裔。
But at this time of Lord Jesus, priests and high priests were not even the descendants of the Aaron.
但是在耶稣在地上的这一段时间里面，那个时候的祭司和大祭司甚至都已经不是亚伦的后代。
They are not even the Jews.
有的人甚至连犹太人都不是。
They were bought with a bribe and with the political maneuvering.
他们用政治的手段用金钱买来这个祭司的职分。
So, but they still have outside temple.
所以在外面你看它仍旧是一个殿。
And then temple built by not by the Jews, the God's elect, but by a foreign king.
但是那个时候的殿并不是神的选民以色列人建造的，而是一个外来的君，外来的王。
The temples established by, built by the Jewish king was destroyed.
犹太人的王所建的那个殿已经被毁了。
So we come to see Lord Jesus.
所以这里我们来看到耶稣。
And he did one thing in chapter 2. He at the temple, threw out all the tables and using the whip to drive out all the people there who selling the who selling the merchandise, actually the merchandise is for the worship at the temple. But Lord Jesus drove all of them out.
所以我们在约翰福音里面第二章看到耶稣进了殿之后掀了所有做买卖人的桌子用鞭子赶出了那些在殿中做买卖的人虽然他们买卖的物品是用来祭司的
So this is how we can see there's present to us a two different contrast
所以这里让我们看到一个非常明显的比较对比
One is religion The one is Lord himself
一边是宗教一边是主他自己
Lord wants people to believe in him and trust in him so thatWe can establish this relationship with him.
主愿意我们相信他，倚靠他，所以我们能够与神建立这样一种关系。
God is our Father, and we are His children.
神是我们的父，我们是神的儿女。
It's more like in ancient China, this philosophy they strive for this union of heavens and men.
这个概念。和中国古人的那个天人合一的概念是非常相似的。
I'm looking for my water, but that's okay. So here we can see this is different. So that's why the gospel is about telling us who God is, who Lord Jesus is, what He has done for us.
所以福音的本质是告诉我们谁是神？神为我们做了什么
？It is God who came down to look for us.
是一位天上的神来到这人间寻找我们。
It's not we as men look for God.
而不是我们作为人来去找神。
Because we're sinners, from the sinner's perspective, that we can only create God according to our own image.Selfish.
因为我们是罪人所以从罪人的这个角度来讲人只可能为自己来造神
And Bible calls them idols
圣经称这些人造的神为偶像
But Bible tells us the true living God who created the universe who created you and me He came to look for us
但是圣经告诉我们这一位造天地的主这一位造了你我的主他来到世上寻找我们
If God didn't come to look for us how can we find God?
如果神不来到这世上寻找我们我们怎能找到他
Whole universe is still expanding and we even discovered the whole the edge of the universe yet and let alone this beyond the universe God himself how can we find him
这个宇宙仍旧在不断的扩大我们连宇宙的边界都没有找到我们何能找到这一位造宇宙的主神
so God had to come down to look for us
所以神他必须来到这个世上寻找人
I'd like to stress this point over and over again.
我再三地强调这一点。
Because for any of us, it's easy for us to fall into the trap of religion.
因为就我们每个人来讲，非常容易陷到那个宗教的圈套里面。
We all selfish in our nature.
我们的本性就是自私的。
But God is God-centered. The Bible is God-centered book.
但是这一本圣经是以神为中心的书。
And it's not man-centered.
并不是以我们人类为中心的。
God loves us and wants to save us.
神爱我们，他要拯救我们。
Back to Him.
把我们拯救回与他同在的光景。
So we can see this, and as the story goes,That we can see this, the group of people called the scribes and Pharisees in the Bible.
我们往下看的时候，看到这样一群人，他们是文士和法利赛人。
They are very religious from outside.
他们从外表来看非常的敬虔。
They follow strict rules invented by themselves.
他们非常严格的遵守他们自己制定的一些规条。
In order to appear holier than others.
他们做这些的目的就是为了显示出他们比其他的人更加敬虔。
So they came and they brought a woman caught in adultery and having set her in the center of the courtAnd it said to the Lord, Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery in the very act.
所以这里文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫时被拿的。
Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?
摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样子的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎样呢？
They were saying this testing him so that they might have grounds for accusing him.
他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。
So here I'd like to mention the second topic is the two kinds of darkness.
这里我要来分享我的第二个部分，就是两种黑暗。
You can see that this woman caught in adultery.
你可以看到这里是一个行淫的妇人。
We know that even though this whole situation was set up by the scribes and Pharisees.
我们知道这整个情景是被文士和法利赛人设下的一个圈套。
And she fell in the trap.
这位妇人掉到了那个圈套里。
Nonetheless, we can see that she committed this adultery because she thought she can do it in darkness. Nobody could find out.
但是无论如何，这里这位妇人是行了淫。她行淫的时候，以为她坐在暗中，无人可以发现。
Bible tells us that God never tempts us.
圣经告诉我们，神从来不试探人。
When we sin, we are tempted by the lust in ourselves.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们乃是被我们自己的私欲所引诱。
So, this was a trap. This was a setup.
是的，这是一个圈套。
But the very thing that this woman committed adultery means that she was seduced by her own lust.
但是这里更重要的是，这一位妇人她的确犯了奸淫，而且他这个奸淫是由他自己里面的私欲所引发的。
She thought that she could enjoy this pleasure of sin under the cover of darkness. Nobody could find out.
他以为在黑暗的遮盖当中，他能够享受这最终之乐，无人会发现。
And it's like us.
就像我们一样。
We know that a lot of bad things we do, if we want to do, we want to be covered in darkness so nobody can find out.
就像我们，如果我们有的时候我们想做一些坏的事情，我们会选择在黑暗当中做，这样人不会发现。
And the reason sometimes we don't do bad things because we are timid and we are afraid of being caught.
我们不做坏事很多时候是因为我们胆小，怕被人看见。
Not because we have a higher moral standard demands ourselves.
并不是我们更有道德。
That's because that we don't want to be caught.
仅仅是因为我们不想被抓到。
And a lot of bad things happen under the cover of darkness.
很多的丑恶的事都是在黑暗的遮盖下发生的。
So if you walk in New York,
如果你到纽约去，
even though it is 21st century, at the night it's lit up, it's as a day.
尽管那个地方晚上的那些灯光就照得像白天一样，
but it will be always wise not walk in the aisles by yourself.
但是 我们总是不要在这个两个楼当中的这个过道当中走过。
Between the high rise skyscrapers, they're always very narrow. What's that? Alley. Yeah.
两栋高楼当中的这个过道非常的窄。
And
非常的黑。
It is wise not to walk by yourself.
你最好在晚上的时候不要一人经过那样的窄道。
Even in the daylight, you don't want to walk that by yourself.
而且即使是在白天你也最好不要一个人走过那个窄道。
Even though it's between two avenues full of men and cars, but these aisles is always nobody dare to go through that, walk through that.
尽管那个旁边有非常多的行人和车辆，但是在这个窄窄的过道当中，绝大部分人是不会自己一人经过。
So a lot of bad things, even we do them ourselves, we like to do it in darkness.
所以很多的恶行我们都是在，即使是我们也是选择在黑暗当中。
We like to stay up very late to do bad things, to go to the internet so nobody can catch us.
就好像有的人睡得很晚，然后偷偷摸摸的上网，然后以为自己做的无人知晓。
Just everything we do want to be under the bad things under the cover of darkness.
所有的恶事都在黑暗的掩盖之下。
And there's another kind of darkness.
还有另外一种黑暗。
That is darkness that we like to, we don't want others to see. That's about our motives.
就是我们不愿意人看到的我们做事的动机。
The ulterior motive, the hidden agenda.
我们里面的那个动机。
What's in our mind?
我们的意念里面存的是什么？
We like to cover in the darkness as well, so nobody can find out our true motive.
我们也愿意把这一些掩藏在黑暗里，我们不愿意人知道我们做事的真实动机。
Now sometimes we do good things.For others, we help others from outside.
有的时候我们帮助人，但是我们帮助人是从我们外面被人看见的来帮助人。
You see this, the scribes and Pharisees from outside. Oh, they are very holy, and they wanted to obey God's law.
在这里，我们看到文士和法利赛人从外面看。他们非常的圣洁，他们要来遵守这个摩西的律法。
But as we can see, do they really want to obey the law? To honor God?
就是我们能看到的，这些文士和法利赛人，他们是真心的要来遵守这个律法来荣耀神吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
The Bible tells us that they want to actually make another trap.For Christ, so they can call him in his words and to accuse him of wrongdoing.
所以在这里我们看到文士和法利赛人所要做的是为耶稣设下一个圈套来试探耶稣，好得着来告他的把柄。
But to cover their ulterior motive, they quote the Bible, they quote the law, they're saying thatNow in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women.
所以在这个地方，他们为了掩盖他们的真实的动机，在这里他们说，摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样子的妇人用石头打死。
You see, you can find out it's a trap immediately if you know the Bible.
你如果要是知晓圣经的话，立马你就可以看到这是一个圈套。
Bible in the Old Testament says,
在旧约里圣经说，
When adultery was committed, that both men and women have to be stoned.
旧约圣经里面说，人犯奸淫的时候，男女都当被石头打死。
One person cannot commit adultery.
一个人是没有办法行奸淫的。
Where is the man? Where is that person, the man that committing adultery with her?
但是在这里，那个男的在哪里呢？
So they purposely left out the word man.
所以在这里文士和法利赛人他们有意的就让那个男的逃脱了。
So this ulterior motive that they have was to entrap Lord Jesus.
他们在这里要做的是设下一个圈套来拿到告耶稣的把柄。
They want the darkness to hide the motives.
他们想以黑暗来掩盖他们的真实动机。
So people thinkThey are holy and they have desire to follow the law, to honor the law.
所以在这里他们这样做可以让人从外面看见他们是何等的圣洁，何等的愿意来遵守神的律法。
Now what did God give us a law?
那么神为什么要给我们律法呢？
The law has two purposes.
律法的目的有两个。
Now firstis to reveal what kind of God the true and living God is.
律法的第一个目的是来显明这一位神是何等样的神。
So that we can know this true living God.
所以我们能够来认识这一位又真又活的神。
So in the law, it tells us many things, but behind it is for us to know God's righteousness,God's holiness.
圣经里面有很多的律法，但在这个律法的背后，为的就是要人知道神的公义与圣洁。
And God's love.
神的慈爱。
God's mercy.
神的怜悯。
God's grace.
神的恩典。
See that in the law of Moses, that it contains many things, but.The most, the one that can be used as a representative, of whole law will be Ten Commandments.
神的律法有，摩西的律法有非常非常多，那么总结到一条就是十诫。
Now we all know Ten Commandments.
我们都知道十诫。
Now in Ten Commandments, it tells the first four items, about four commandments are for God and man. The relationship between God and man, what we should do in that relationship.
十诫当中的前四条是说到人与神的关系。
Now the six other commandments are for man to man, how we should do to another man.
其他的六条都说到人与人之间的关系。
AndThe first four is to show that our love for God.
前面的四条要显出人对神的敬畏和爱。
And the next six commandments is about our love for other human beings.
其他的六条是又来显明人和人之间的爱。
So the first, the commandments that, for man to man, is,Thou shalt not murder.
所以人和人之间的关系，这个十诫当中的第一条就是不可杀人。
And Lord Jesus told us that if we hate a person, that it amounts to murder.
主告诉我们说，如果我们心中恨一个人，我们就已经犯了杀人的罪。
And the second commandments in this second batch.Is thou shalt not commit adultery.
十诫当中人与人的关系当中的第二条说到不可奸淫。
And the Lord Jesus tells us that when we look at the woman and lust after her, then we committed adultery with her.
主耶稣告诉人说，人的心中如果对妇人起了淫念，就已经与这位妇人行了淫。
So it is to protect others. It is out of the love.
神为我们这样定下这样子的要求是出于我们对他人的爱。
So Paul summarizes it in the New Testament. He says it, the whole Ten Commandments actually summarized in one word, that is love.
所以保罗在新约当中说到这个十诫总归到一个字，就是爱。
The first four is about loving God, and the next six about loving man.
前四条说到爱神，后面六条说到爱他人。
So the and also Bible tells in the law that if you see the donkey of the, your enemy, fall in a pit, then you should help your enemy to pull him back, to pull him back.
所以律法当中也说，你的仇敌的驴掉在了坑里，你要把那只驴救上来。
So you can see the mercies of God even reach to the animal.
所以我们在这里看到神的怜悯，即使是对一个动物。
So in the reason why God gave us the law is to for us to learn what kind of God He is.
所以神颁布律法的一个目的就在于显明他是怎样的一位神。
His holiness, His righteousness, His love, and His mercy.
他的公义、圣洁、慈爱和怜悯。
And also that the second purpose of the law.
律法的第二个目的。
Is through the law we may know that we are sinners.
就是通过律法让人知罪。
And we are far short of the glory of God.
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
So the law in the two purposes never meant for us to obey, to observe the law.
所以无论如何，这个律法的目的都不是让人来遵守用的。
Because that law reveals God himself, his character, his temperament, so we can never reach that no matter how hard We try.
这个律法显明神的性情，让我们看见，无论我们作为人怎样来努力，我们都不可能成神的那个样子。
So God's judgment is judge us according to His standard.
神来审判我们的时候，是按照他的标准来审判的。
And so we can find out that yes, compared to that standard, that we are all sinners.
所以当我们来与那一个标准来比较衡量的时候，我们就能够知道我们实在是罪人。
So the conscience that we have, the conviction of our sins, not because the society requires us to behave certain way.
所以我们里面的良心来对我们说话的时候，并不是因为这个世界来告诉我们你当怎样行。
So relative, so depends on different societies, they may have a different moral standard.
所以在不同的这个社群当中有不同的这个道德标准。
It's one society there, you don't like it because they require you behave so many, so you say, okay, let me change the society and then let's find one that I can enjoy.
所以有的时候有一个社群里面，你在里面觉得他这样那样的规条实在太多，你说好吧，我就离开这个社群去到另外一个。
But no, the God's moral standard is absolute. It's not relative.
但是神的标准是非常非常的严格的。
That's why a Christian, when a person believes in the Lord, suddenly he feels that his conscience becomes very acute.
所以当基督徒蒙恩得救的时候，他会发现他的那个良心变得非常非常的敏感。
So it is hard for young believers to distinguish it is the psychology or it is actually the voice of God through the conscience.
所以对年轻的基督徒来说，有的时候很难分辨这是我的心理作用呢，还是神在对我说话。
So here we can see that another thing we can see is the finger of God. Here, Lord Jesus, when they brought that woman in front of him and put it in the center of the court.
所以在这里，当那些文士、法利赛人把那个妇人放在当中的时候，我们看到耶稣弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
And what the Lord Jesus did was he stooped down with his finger rolled on the ground.
耶稣就弯下腰用他的指头在地上画字。
Bible didn't tell us that what Jesus wrote on the ground.
这里圣经没有说耶稣在地上画了哪些字。
What is your guess?
你们猜他是在地上画了什么字？
Writing his name?
在写他自己的名字吗？
What did the Lord write on the ground?
耶稣在这里在地上到底画了什么字？
Remember, the finger of Lord Jesus is the finger of God.
要知道耶稣的手指就是神的手指。
And we see that how the Ten Commandments came to Moses.
我们知道十诫是怎样到传给摩西的。
In Exodus 31 verse 18 it tells us that God gave the two tablets to Moses and God wrote on it with his own finger.
在创世纪里面说到神将两块石板交给摩西，然后神将他的命令用他的手指写在那两块石板上。
Now Lord Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground, I believe that is Ten Commandments, God's law.
耶稣现在在弯着腰在地上画字，我个人认为耶稣是在地上写十诫。
Because immediately what happened, so that's why we can tie that to that. And then in the New Testament, this is another place, itmention about the writing of God's law.
我有这样子的推测是因为后面所发生的，而且在新约里面也有章节来讲到这个神的律法。
In the Hebrew, chapter 8, let's turn to that.
让我们翻到希伯来书第八章。
Let me read it for you.
希伯来书第八章。
From verse 10 to 12.
第十到第十二节。
So, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and I will write down on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
So write them on their hearts.
所以这里说到是写在心上。
It implies that with his finger right on our hearts. And they shall not teach everyone, his fellow citizen, and everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄，说你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
So what is once we believe in the Lord, and is God writing His law in our hearts?
所以一旦我们相信基督耶稣，神的律法就写在我们每个人的心里。
So we have this desire to follow His law.
我们里面 有一个愿意来遵从这个律法的渴望。
We have the desire that to do things pleasing to God.
我们有一个愿意来讨主喜悦的愿望。
So after we believe in the Lord and the Lord give us new life and this new heart and God write His commandments in our hearts.
信主之后我们得到一个新的生命，得到一颗新的心，神就将他的律法写在我们这一颗新的心的上面。
And we know we are sinners before God from our hearts. Nobody should tell us.
我们从我们的心底就知道在神的面前我们是罪人，不需要别人来教导我们这一点。
So that when they persisted in asking the Lord, he straightened up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw the stone at her.
所以当他们继续在问的时候，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
See, Lord Jesus here, what it says, actually, first of all, what Lord Jesus says did not conflict with the law.
所以耶稣在这里说的与律法并不相悖。
Because the Lord Jesus didn't say that this womandid not deserve to die.
耶稣在这个地方并没有说这个妇人不当死。
Lord implied that this woman, yes, indeed,according to the law of God, that she deserved to die.
耶稣在这里说，是的，根据摩西的律法，这个妇人是当死的。
But then Lord turned the spotlight on themselves, on the scribes and the Pharisees.
但是耶稣在这里把这个聚光灯转向了文士和法利赛人。
They thought that they could do this.They could set up this trap for Lord Jesus in the darkness.
他们以为他们可以在暗中来给耶稣设下这样一个圈套。
They put the spotlight on the woman. They put the spotlight on the Lord so they can accuse them.
他们将这个聚光灯打在这个行淫的妇人身上，打在耶稣的身上，所以他们就可以找到来告耶稣的权柄。
But Lord Jesus turned the spotlight on them.
但是耶稣将这个聚光灯转向了文士和法利赛人。
They can see themselves.
让他们可以自己看见他们自己。
They are sinners.
他们自己也是罪人。
They misused the law.
他们错误地运用了律法。
Such a holy law of God.
神如此圣洁的律法。
They turn into very, very, very bad things.
他们把神如此圣洁的律法变成了他们用的工具。
And it's amounts to blasphemy 亵渎。
哦，是完全是对神圣律法的一个亵渎。
It's like a diamonds cost hundreds of millions of dollars and used as play as a marble ball, and then play in the dirty ground.
就好像人用这个价值连城的珍珠把它作为弹珠在泥地上玩耍。
You are committing the blasphemy.
这里他们实在是亵渎了神的律法。
It's like us.
就像我们。
We treat the salvation of God.
我们把这个神的救恩
the sacrifice God himself made for us
我们把这个神对我们的救赎
Lord Jesus died on the cross
把神的儿子在十字架上为我们受死
suffer such agony
承受了那样子的痛苦
to die for you and me
为我们受死
we treat it as nothing
我们把这一切当作平常
so greater the thing after Lord Jesus came to earth and died for us, established salvation, greatest sin in the eyes of God is that you don't believe in the Son.
当基督耶稣来到世上以后，在神的眼中，人最大的罪就是不信。
And if you don't believe in him, it means, Bible says very clearly, you regard as God as a liar.
圣经上说得很清楚，人如果不信神的儿子，就是将神当作说谎的。
So we commit the greatest sin ever if we don't believe in the Lord, His salvation.
所以如果我们不信主，不相信主的救恩，我们 实际上就是犯了最大的罪。
And he who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. So God now tells us, yeah, you can stone him, he deserved to die, but who qualifies to judge her, to throw the first stone?
所以神在这里说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。是的，他当被用石头打死，但是在这里，谁有权利来打死这个妇人？
And you are as sinful as she.
这些文士和法利赛人和这个行淫的妇人一样，在神的眼前是罪人。
You didn't commit adultery, but you lied.
当然，你没有犯奸淫，但是你撒了谎。
You commit murder because you hate your brothers.
你恨了你的弟兄，你就犯了杀人的罪。
You commit adultery in your heart.
你在你的心中犯了奸淫。
So what happened was that he stooped down and rolled on the ground, and they heard it. When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones, and she was left alone. He was left alone.
所以这里说，耶稣又弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
So we can see that this the consciousness of these scribes and the Pharisees, they understand themselves now to see themselves as sinners.
所以这个地方我们看到文士和法利赛人，他们的良心里面也看见他们自己也是罪人。
Now, and then it's very interestingly, it says from the older ones.
这里说的很有意思是说，从老到少一个一个的都出去。
They go out one by one from the older one.
他们出去的时候是从老的到少的一个一个走出去。
That means that the older will live on earth.
这就说明我们在这个世上活的年日越久，
the more sins we commit.
我们在神眼前的罪就越多。
So and then sin, the Bible tells us when we sin, it's like we owe God debt, it's sin debt. We have to pay back one day.
圣经上说到，当我们犯罪的时候，我们就好像欠了神的债，叫罪债。有一天我们是要还的这个债。
And it is accumulative.
是不断的在积累的。
And so the older we live, the more sins we commit, the more debt that we have with God.
所以我们活的时间越长，我们这个罪债积累的就越多。
And then we cannot pay that back without money, with the wealth that we have.
这个罪债我们没有办法用我们的金钱和财富来付清。
Even you own the whole world,That is not enough to pay the sin debt to God.
即使你拥有这个全世界，你也无法以这个全世界来偿还罪债。
Because Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经上说罪的工价乃是死。
Now this sin doesn't just mean that physical body one day we all die.
所以这个罪的工价并不是说我们有一天我们这个物质的身体有一天就会消亡。
It's talking about the second death.
他这里说到第二人第二次的死。
That we will die forever separated from God.
我们将永远的与神隔离。
In other words, we will be in hell.
另外用另外一个话来讲，就是我们将会在这个地狱里。
So we have a two birth.
我们有两次出生。
One is we are born by parents.
一次是我们出自母腹。
All right. Second time will be when we trust in the Lord, Holy Spirit will give a new birth in us.
第二次是当我们信主的时候，圣灵会让我们重生。
And we will have two deaths.
人也有两次的死。
One is physical death.
一次是我们这个身体的消亡，
A bodily death.
我们这个肉体的消亡。
Second death.
第二种死
as,
第二次死
yeah, as our soul will be forever separate from God
乃是我们的魂要永永远远的与神隔离
Now who is a totally separate from God in the end
最后这个永远与神隔离的那一些到底是哪一些呢
You know, we know the one person that is called the devil
我们知道魔鬼
And so if you separate from God the only place or only person left for you is devil
所以如果最后你是要永永远远的与神隔离那个永永远远要和你在一起的就是魔鬼
God created hell for angels not for men
神创造地狱是 为着天使神并不是为着人来创造地狱
and devil lied and he is father of lies so he lies and you believe in his lies
撒旦魔鬼是撒谎撒谎者人的父你相信他就是相信了所有撒谎的
There's no God and I can do whatever I want and when we die and as nothing happens and Lord Jesus is not believable salvation is a fake
撒谎的人他们相信什么呢他们就相信没有神我可以做任何我想做的事情基督耶稣是捏造出来的
So dear brothers and friends that we need to seriously consider salvation that offered to us
弟兄姊妹和朋友们我们实在要来认真的来思想这个救恩
Only way we can pay God back is with our own life. Then Christ died on the cross for you and me. So we can pay, Lord Jesus, pay all the debts we owe God so that we don't have to die.
能够付清这个罪价的这个罪债的只有神的儿子借着他我们可以得着新的生命我们可以不用死亡。
So here and then We'll mention the last one. Oh, the third one is sins committed in action and sins committed in intent.
刚才我们讲的这个第三点说到这个两种罪，在行为上的罪和我们意念当中的罪。
Now, we should cover in the fourth one.
然后我们现在来讲到最后一点。
That two kinds of grace.
就是两种恩典。
So God here showed the two kinds of grace to the woman. So Lord Jesus, after they all went out, the Lord Jesus asked this woman, Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?
神，耶稣在这里给这个妇人两种恩典。这个地方第十节说到耶稣就直起腰来对他说妇人那些人在哪里呢没有人定你的罪吗
And she said no one Lord And then Jesus says I do not condemn you either
他说主啊没有耶稣说我也不定你的罪
So first grace
所以第一个恩典
is that God does not give her what she deserved
所以第一个恩典是耶稣没有以这个妇人当得的来对待她。
She deserved to die. She deserved to be stoned.
她当受的刑罚就是被人用石头打死。
But Lord does not give what she deserved.
但是神在这里没有来按照她当受的刑罚来给她。
She was set free.
她被释放了。
So,And the second grace
第二个恩典
is that Lord Jesus says from now on sin no more
第二个恩典我们看到耶稣在这里说去吧从此不要再犯罪了
The sin affects us in two areas
罪在两个方面来影响到我们
One is that though, because of sin in us we commit sins
一个就是因为我们里面的罪性所以我们会去犯罪
and those are in the accounting book of God all the sins we committed throughout life
这个就是好像神的手中有一个账本记载了我们所有的罪行。
Very accurately, even to the penny.
每一个都记得非常的仔细，仔细到最后的一分一厘。
If I work on the customer's bills in the company, I'll count the last digit.
如果我要是为一个公司工作的话，我在那个账本上肯定会关心那一分一厘。
In the stock trading, the decimal points when I worked started from four digits after the decimal point, four digits, and become eight digits. Now is 16 digits.
我知道在这个这个证券交易当中，我当时开始工作的时候，多年以前是要关注这个小数点之后的四位，后来变成小数点后的八位，现在要计算到小数点之后的十六位。
Maybe 12 days, but
也许现在是小数点之后十二位。
Every minor sins, we think it's minor nothing.
所有在我们的眼中看起来微不足道的那一点点的小罪。
All in recorded.
都被记载下来。
And the only way to pay it back is through the blood of Lord Jesus.
这个罪债唯一能够还清这个罪债的就是基督耶稣的宝血。
The first blood of Lord Jesus cleanses all our sins.
基督耶稣的宝血洗净我们所有的罪。
Like here, Lord Jesus said to woman, said, I do not condemn you either.
就好像主在这里对这位妇人说，我也不定你的罪。
Because he was soon to be crucified and shedding his precious blood on the cross to forgive her.
因为他在十字架上被钉死流血，还清了这个妇人的债。
And the second grace is sin no more.
第二个恩典是耶稣在这里对这个妇人说，不要再犯罪了。
The sin affects us in another area.
罪从第二个方面来影响到我们每一个人。
That it is power in us. We are not free to do what we like to do.
就是罪在我们身上的权势，很多时候我们没有办法去做我们想做的。
So second grace, second part of the grace is to enable us to overcome this temptation in our hearts.
所以这个第二个恩典就是使我们从里面有这个力量来抵挡所有的试探。
When we believe in the Lord that the new life we receive in the Lord is to give us this power in life.
我们信主之后得到的这一个新的生命，就是那一个能够给我们抵挡这个恶的生命。
And we can see this, the life not only give us light, but life can empower us to overcome sin.
所以这一个生命不但能够给我们光亮，也能够让我们战胜罪。
So through this life, Bible tells us that we have this light of men.
所以我们通过基督耶稣我们有了这个人子的生命。
To know that in us we are full of sin, we need to come to the Lord for forgiveness.
让我们知道我们满了罪恶，我们需要到神的面前来请求得到救赎。
So from here, this story, we can see Lord Jesus in the end says, I am the light of the world, that who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have a light of life.
在这个故事的最后，耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
We don't have much time to delve into that last statements of the Lord, but I think we could conclude here is aboutWhat Lord Jesus did in this woman.
我们现在没有太多的时间再来分享耶稣在这个地方说到的这个生命的光，但是我想我们可以结束在这里。
But we can see that because of Lord's presence, that those Pharisees and scribes, they see the lights and expose their own sins.
我们看到，因为基督耶稣，文士和法利赛人被暴露在这个光的面前，让他们知道自己的罪。
And also this woman now because she received this grace of God, now she can walk in the light.
而且对这一位妇人来说，因为基督耶稣如今她能够行在光中了。
So may we all be a follower of the Lord.
愿我们每一个人都来跟随耶稣。
But first of all, we have to believe in the Lord.
但是首先我们要信他。
Acknowledge that we are sinners.
知道我们自己是罪人。
And willing to accept Lord Jesus as our Savior.
我们愿意接受基督耶稣为我们的救主。
And claim the Lord Jesus as our Lord.
宣称耶稣是我们的救主。
And we are willing to commit our life.To the Lord Jesus.
我们也愿意将我们的生命交托给主。
As the Lord Jesus commit his life himself to us.
因为主基督耶稣已经将他自己交给我们每一个人。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Father, may we all hear your voice in Christ Jesus.
主，愿意我们在基督耶稣里都听见你的声音。
How great, how precious is salvation!
你的救赎是何等的广大。
We thank you.
May
all of us hear your voice and willing to commit our life to Christ Jesus.
我们感谢你，在这里所有听见你声音的人。愿我们每一个人都有这样子的心，将我们的生命交托给主。
In Christ Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告是奉基督耶稣圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.